Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus.
not, oh gentle Savior, hear my humble
mine. The Holy Ghost spoke to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Stivia. You stir up the atmosphere. Stir it. Continue to make a way so I can raise your name.
Your name is called.
Come on.
No one shall I call my
angels rejoice and sing your name forevermore. The earth will bow down to your holy name and proclaim you the King of Kings
forever. You shall reign.
Glorious is thy name, your wondrous,
wondrous,
matchless,
Lord.
Do we have any witnesses that know that? Can you wave your hand and say,
he's wondrous,
he's matchless,
matchless, glorious.
Come on, can you help us say, he's wondrous,
wondrous,
matchless,
glorious.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glorious is your name, Almighty God. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Almighty God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. How awesome you are, O God. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Almighty God, Abba Father, we bless your glorious and your holy name. Father, we thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Almighty God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness, for your goodness, for your faithfulness. We bless your name. Almighty God, we adore you. Almighty God, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Father God, we thank you for what you're about to do for us this week, even this day. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, Lord, how we love you. We praise you. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren, oh, God, great-grand. Thank you, oh, God, for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Thank you, Lord, for our family members. We said, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you. Thank you for each and every one this morning under the sound of our voice. We said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. From the bottom of my heart, O God, to the depths of my soul, I say, thank you, Jesus. If I had thousands and thousands of tongues, it is not enough. I say thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst, and we thank you, Holy Ghost, for your presence. We ask you, Holy Spirit, this morning to take preeminence in this service. We submit to you, Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way in this ministry. Do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. Show us the steps to take and the steps not to take, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. In the name of Jesus, hover, Holy Spirit, over this service. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over the lives of our spouses and our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, give us understanding. Holy Spirit, give us revelation of understanding. Holy Spirit, release your power. Release your glory. Release your anointing, your power, your glory upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us walk by your Spirit and not by the flesh, Holy Spirit. We are dependent on you. And we thank you, Holy Ghost, for your presence. For in your presence, Spirit of the living God, there is fullness of joy. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you, Holy Ghost. And we adore you. Hallelujah, 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 Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Teach us to worship our Father in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, preeminence, breathe on each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we bless you. We come to the throne of grace this morning. Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And so, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon our spouses. Lord, be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We repent of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirits in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment, our home, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Release the blood to soak our cells, our tissues, our organs, our systems in our physical bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our mindset in the blood of Jesus, in our homes, in the blood of Jesus, O God. The doorposts of our homes, the windows, the blood of Jesus. Father God, our transportation, the blood of Jesus as we go back and forth, the roadways, the highways, go back and forth to work, the roadways, the highways, the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood speak for us. Public transportation, cover with the blood of Jesus. Father God, even as we walk in and out of our homes, the blood of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, hide us in the shadow of your wings, O God. In the name of Jesus, we soak our children, dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God. We put on the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Armor on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our grandchildren, on our nieces, and our nephews, O God. The armor of God and the armor of light on each and every one of us, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Let your fire fall on us, O God. Let your glory surround us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we need you every second. Oh, we need you every hour, every minute of our lives. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our every second of our lives. Said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Ghost who will lead you, who will guide you. Oh, Father God, let us heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Father, we hunger and thirst after righteousness. You said they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Fill us up, O God. First of all, empty everything in us that is not pleasing to you, O God. Uproot everything in us, O God. And Father, uproot those things, burn those things in us. And Father, that is not of you, O God. Uproot, O God, even ancestors, curses, O God. Uproot those things that in us, O God, that is hindering our relationship with you, that is keeping us from walking in your fullness. Take it away. Every negative behavior, negative habit, Father God, we want to live lives that are pleasing to you. We want to please you, oh God. It's all about you, what you want us to do. It is about us, oh God. It's about us finishing your what you have set in force for us to finish. We pray, Lord, that you continue to empower us. We pray for greater grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to do all that is pleasing to you. Oh God, we cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. We need the Spirit of the living God. Father God, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels. Be with us, to guide us, to protect us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, to do your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, send your holy angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do your bidding, oh God, to war on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Lord Almighty, make each and every one of us your flaming fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come together, even on your altar prayers, gathering on to the altar prayers this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as well, you make your ministers a flaming fire. And so as we come together with the fire of God, in the name of Jesus, let there be a blazing fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of God arise upon each and every one of us. Let the glory of God arise upon our lives. Let the glory of God arise in our homes. Let the glory of God arise upon our children. Let the glory of God arise upon our grandchildren. Let the glory of God arise upon our spouses. Oh, let the glory of God arise upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, let your glory arise in this ministry. Let your glory arise on this day. In the name of Jesus, let us eat honey out of the rock, oh God. The rock is Jesus Christ. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground, hallelujah, is singing sin. So we thank you for Christ Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice we made on the cross. We thank you for salvation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for saving us out of the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And we bless you, oh God. Father God, increase our trust. Let us totally depend and trust you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Father, we praise your name. Father, we worship you, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Father, I pray for those that need jobs. Provide their jobs in the name of Jesus. Make up for you at Jehovah Jireh. Provide for us, O God. Not only jobs, but provide for us all our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We seek you, oh God. We run after you, oh God. You are our Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We bless your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Rumose teria kurumase teria ko. Rumose teria kurumase kurumase teria kurumase. Rumose teria kurumase teria kurumase. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We turn this week over to you. We turn this day over to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against us in the name of Jesus. We walk in the authority given to us by Jesus Christ. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your name, hallelujah. We praise your name, Oria Masandoriako. We worship you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome again, hallelujah, to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Turn your Bibles with me this morning to the Psalm 111. Psalm 111. 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do commandments. His praise endureth for all. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. The Bible says, I want you to look at, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Hallelujah. How do you praise the Lord with your whole heart? When you praise God, this is a word, when you praise God with your whole heart, that means is trust him. When you praise him, you believe him 100%. You're not just praising him, excuse me, with my lips, because it's a routine. No, when you come into the presence of the Lord, it's not because it's a routine. You come in the presence of the Lord with your whole heart. You come in the presence of the Lord to praise him. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not a form of godliness. I don't know. God is speaking. We don't come in a form of godliness. We don't come because it's our routine. When we come with our whole heart. We dedicate our hearts to Almighty God. We come full-heartedly in the presence of the Lord, our whole heart. We trust him. So when we say, oh, Lord, I praise you, it's coming from the depths of your soul, the depths of your being. When praises go up, blessings come down. Your praise will make room for you. Your praise will bring blessings. Your praise is your weapon of war. Praise is victory. Your praise will give you victory. Your praise will break shackles. Your praise will cause, praise will bring healing and deliverance. Your praise. Hallelujah. Praise him with your whole heart. Hallelujah. Your praise will bring those answers that you've been asking God for. Your praise bring breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your praise brings victory. Hallelujah. Your praise brings you into the presence of the Lord. What I want you to know that regardless of whatever we're doing, praise takes you in, because God sees our heart. And he knows when you praise him from your heart, oh, Lord, I am grateful. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I worship you. You're telling God, I appreciate you. I'm thanking you. Hallelujah. You know, your praise, it flows in when you have that relationship with God. Praise brings us closer to him. Praise will change us and help us to grow in our faith. Praise reminds us who God is. When you live a life filled with praise, you are placed in a position to receive God's blessing. You cannot praise God in doubt, because when you praise him in doubt, that means you do not have the faith that he will do what he says he will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You learn and you believe in the goodness and the greatness of God. God wants us to praise him, not because he needs or craves or he wants any flattery, but because he knows that praises create joy and thankfulness. Praise is not something that we do for God, nor is it something that we do in order to get God's approval so that he will grant us our desires? When we praise God, we are changed even if our circumstances are not. When you praise him, you are changed. Hallelujah. God is omnipresent. He is omnipresent all the time. I I will bless the Lord at all times. Praises will continually be in my mouth. Matthew 12:34. The mouth speaks that the what the heart is full of. Hallelujah. Instead of complaining, do not focus on negative things. Focus on praise. Praise him. Don't be negative. Don't be depressed. Maybe you might have different things happening in your life. But you will what? I will yet praise you. The enemy wants to take away your voice of praise. But do not let him take it. We find strength by praising God. Hallelujah. When you're down and you feel depressed and you feel darkness, hallelujah, begin to praise him. Hallelujah. When you praise God, your focus is not on you anymore. Your focus is on the goodness and the greatness and the faithfulness of God. Praise him. We are aware of who he is. He is and his love for us. Hallelujah. When you praise him, there's an anointing that flows with praises. Lord, you are so good. When you praise God, you thank him. Hallelujah. You get not only healed, but you be made whole. Hallelujah. So, whatever it is, praise him in your circumstances. Praise him in good. Praise him in bad. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise is your weapon. Hallelujah. Praise him with your whole heart. Praise will lift up your spirit. Praise, when you praise God, his presence, you sense that his presence, is, you sense him. Hallelujah. When you praise God, oh Lord, I magnify your name. Hallelujah. His name is greater than your circumstance. When you praise him, you're looking at things from different perspectives. Hallelujah. When you praise him, there's a solution to your praise. First you didn't see, but when you start praising him, you begin to receive solutions. Hallelujah, to your problem. When you praise him, you receive protection. When you praise him, blessings come. Breakthrough come. Hallelujah. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22:3. Inhabits, he lives in our praises. He lives in our praises. That's why we got to do it from our heart. With our whole heart. So inhabits means to dwell within. And move not. In other words, when we begin to praise the Lord and to lift high the name of Jesus, that's when God sits down and in our midst and dwells with us. Whenever God sits in residence, the Lord inhabits your praises, that's where you are going to find his Holy Spirit. That's where the angels are going to be. That's where the miracles, signs, and wonders are going to be manifested. That's when the glory of God is going to form. Hallelujah. Show me a group of people, a church that truly praises and worships the Lord. Hallelujah. You will receive, when people praise God from their heart, the anointing forms. Hallelujah. Praise him. He inhabits the praise. He lives in your praises. He cannot live in your praise if you have doubt. Glorify his name. Bless his name. Tell him, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, the Lord inhabits. That's a blessing for the Lord inhabits. Now, let me give you one more thing about their praise. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, let us look at Acts. Hallelujah. When Paul and Silas, they were in prison, in shackles, in jail. Hallelujah. Acts 16, 25 to 34. At midnight, Paul and Silas, what did they do? They prayed and sang praises unto God. People, they were beaten. They were in shackles. They were put in the worst part of the prison. But they prayed. And they praised God. Hallelujah. They prayed and they praised the Lord. As they began to praise God, the Bible says, and suddenly there was an earthquake, a great, not just an earthquake, a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaking. And immediately all the doors were opened. And everyone, not only Paul and Silas, but everyone in that prison, hands were loose. Do you know in the old days how they put them in those chains and sockets? And you see what praise did? It was a great earthquake. That's how your praise is supposed to create. My praise is supposed to create a great earthquake. And the foundations of the prison were shaken. Hallelujah. Our praise will set us free. Hallelujah. Your praise will set another person free. That's why you don't care who sits beside you when you're in church. You just praise God. Because that person that got their face frowned up, that person that looks so mean, just praise God. And your praise will break the bands of the next person. Praise him from your heart. Hallelujah. You see what the praise did? The prisoners heard the prayer. The prisoners heard the praise. And suddenly there was an earthquake. And when you have time, you can go over this story, Acts 16. Only the jailer wanted to kill himself. He didn't kill himself, but he said, praise. That praise that Paul and Silas just brought him into salvation. Hallelujah. So your praise is not just for you, it's for people around you. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your praise will confuse the enemy. You remember Jehoshaphat? When all the enemies surrounded Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat began to praise God. Hallelujah. And because of his praise, the enemy got confused. Hallelujah. And they said, what's the 34? Hallelujah. Praise God in every circumstance. Praise him when you don't know where you're going. Praise him. Hallelujah. Your praise. You know why I confused the enemy? Because the enemy expected for you to be sad and broken. But because you praise God from your heart, look what happened. The enemy was defeated. Hallelujah. They were confused. Praises brought the children of Judah. They received the spoils of the war because of praise. Hallelujah. They did not have to fight. All they needed to do was to praise the Lord. Bible says in Chronicles 20, 18, then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping him, and the Levites and the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Your praise is your weapon. What are you going through today? What has been holding you back? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 21. And when he had taken counsel with the people, Jehoshaphat, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire. Well, you know why they said praise him in holy attire? That means in truth. In truth. Because God sees our heart. Praise him. Let him know. He knows it. Whether you mean it or you just don't lip service. What did it say? Give thanks to the Lord. But his steadfast love endures forever. As they went before the army and said, give thanks to the Lord. Now, I want you to take this scripture. I give thanks unto you for your steadfast love endures forever. Lord, I give thanks to you for your steadfast love endures forever. What happened? And when they began to sing and praise the Lord, the Lord then set an ambush, Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. So they were rooted, for the men of Ammon and Moab rose against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, devoting them to destruction. And when they had made an end to the inhabitants of Seir, they all helped to destroy one another. You see, when you praise God, your enemy fight against himself. Hallelujah. They did not need to fight. Hallelujah. And when Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked toward the horde. Behold, there were dead bodies on the ground. None had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found among them in great numbers good clothing, precious things, which they took for themselves until they could carry no more. Praise will bring you to an overflow. How long did it take them to collect these things? 3 days. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place has been called the Valley of Baraka to this day. Father, we give you thanks for your steadfast love endures forever. Thank you for this word on praise. Father, I receive it in my spirit, man. And I pray that those that are here receive the word about what praise will do. That you inhabit our praise. So, Lord, we thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen to the Lord for his steadfast love endures forever. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And continue praising God. He's worthy. We love you. God bless you.